You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by Mousy, aka Serena. How are we doing this morning, Mousy?
Yes, very good. Very good.
Nice. You having is it chill weather where you are?
Chill, like literal definition.
Like the literal definition of chill, yeah.
Yes, yeah. There's a lot of birds out on our lawn at the moment, which is beautiful.
So any native birds there, or it's mostly all exotics?
Mainly just kind of finch-like birds. I live by the beach, so we do get quite a few gulls. I'm looking at a couple on a street lamp right now, just, you know.
Mm-hmm. Chatting away at each other, screaming in each other's heads.
Yeah.
I don't know how they survive, those birds. They don't seem to get along very well.
Yeah,
no way. Yeah. It's weird. But we're here to talk about your new single, Dog Park. My first question to you, real, real tough one. Do you frequent dog parks very often?
You know what? I just went to one yesterday.
Oh, beautiful.
And the day before.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that you have a dog or a couple?
Yes, I do.
Lovely.
I have a dog. His name is Milo. He's a Tibetan Spaniel.
Ooh. Quite big? Is he quite big?
No, he's tiny. He's like a, what's a size, similar dog, like a Bichon kind of size. He's a little yappy thing. Whenever we go to the dog park, the same group of old people are there at the same time we go. And then they always ask, oh, what breed is he? And I'm like, a Tibetan Spaniel. And then they say, oh, we've never heard of that before. And then I also say, his name is Milo. And the old guy always thinks I'm saying meatloaf. He's like, oh, a little meatloaf. Yeah.
It's a weird thing to name a dog. Meatloaf.
Yeah. He's like a little white dog as well. It's like, I mean, meatloaf is a cool name, but yeah.
It is. Have you heard of the Tibetan Mastiff? It's like the biggest dog on the planet. It kind of has a similar, it has a similar vibe, but like a very shrunken down version of that.
What breed?
Oh, the Tibetan Mastiff, they're huge.
Wait, did you say you have a dog?
No, I was just saying it reminds me of the Tibetan Mastiff, which is
another Tibetan dog.
But this might be too much dog talk. I think we should talk about the song.
Yeah.
This new song, Dog Park, is quite a departure from the acoustic folk and guitar pop sounds on your previous effort, My Friends, which came out in March 2022. With this new song sounding a bit more desolate, using what sounds like really kind of rusty drums and employing a tad of vocal distortion. When about did you start playing with this sound, and what about it appealed to you?
I think the sound just like the way it's recorded just happened in the studio. I think we always just try and make it work, whatever that means. So I do like I'm a rock person. I love rock music and I guess more alternative rock rather than like like tradie rock.
Yeah, more than your Guns N' Roses or your song.
Yeah, not that kind of rock.
I
still really like Queens of the Stone Age, and I really like Nine Inch Nails and stuff like that. Industrial kind of more sounding.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We just kind of let our hearts guide us in the studio, but we just kept warping into what it is, so it's kind of hard to explain the sound process because we just warped with the sounds and until it sounded like what it does now.
So you didn't come in with a clear conscious vision of like, I want this to sound like X. You just kind of like had a vibe and wanted to experiment with that, and it played out and became what it is.
Yeah, definitely. I think that the song is dark, like when you play it on a guitar, like I'm just playing that bass lead line. If I were to play, you know, at a solo show, I'd just play that main bass lead line on acoustic and like slap the crap out of it, just like really harsh kind of sounding acoustic the whole time. And it does just have this darkness and roughness to it anyway. And then I guess, yeah, we had Terry in the studio one day and he was like playing the violin, and we thought, oh, that sounds really cool, let's try this. It's honestly always just let's try this until it becomes what it is. Yeah.
Fervent experimentation. I respect that.
Yes.
Hell yeah. In a corridor you had with Women in Pop, you've said that you definitely gravitate to musical styles and artists from the past, saying that the Go-Go's and Queen were influences on your previous works. What past acts have you been pulling from for this new sound that you're working with?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I just listen to a lot, and I think maybe subconsciously, I don't know. For opener, definitely, I was listening to Portishead, and I was like, I want this. So the other song that is the B-side to Dog Park, yep. So I released two songs. Opener, I definitely was listening to a lot of Portishead, and I just love the way that the songs just go on. They just, like, it's very repetitive. It sounds very sampled.
Mm, quite droney. It just,
like, yeah, it's really interesting and kind of quirky, but it's... it just chugs along, and you could very easily listen to it. And I think I just desired doing something like that. But yeah, with Dog Park, my challenge when I first wrote that was just I wanted to write a song where the bass line was the main feature. Mm-hmm. That was my goal. And then everything from there has just bloomed. I think we were listening to a lot of Perfume Genius when we were making it. That song Photograph really inspired the bridge for Dog Park, but kind of slowed it down.
By Nickelback?
Sorry?
By Nickelback? Oh, Photograph by Nickelback?
No, by Perfume Genius. Sorry. Imagine, yeah.
Look at this Dog Park! Sorry, I had to do that. By Perfume Genius, so that inspired the bass line you said.
That inspired the bridge.
Oh, the bridge.
So that slowed down bit and in Photograph, I think we tried to just replicate the drums that are in Photograph and take it to this different place halfway through the song. Yeah, I don't know. We just listened to a lot. Yeah,
cool.
Listen to a lot.
Lots of things pulling in there. That's sick.
Yeah.
Like you say, the B-side of Dog Park is Opener. Will Opener be the opener on your next project?
Like, what do you mean?
Oh, will it be the first song?
No, so it's not the first song. No, it's not. Oh, it's actually smack bang in the middle.
It's misleading.
It is very misleading. Yeah.
No, crack up. You're on the record saying that you know when your music is done, when nothing bothers you anymore. What bothered you about the previous iterations of Dog Park before you felt it was good enough to publish?
So the last thing that we had to change in Dog Park, or two things, I felt like it was missing oomph and bass. I really wanted it to be super bassy. Mm-hmm. So if you have good speakers, you'll be able to hear the sub in this track, but you can't really hear it if you don't have speakers. So that was just something, that was an idea I had in it. A way I felt like I wanted the song to be that didn't exist. And then the other thing was at the end of the song when the drums are it was just so intense and so overpowering that we got the masters done and it was like, oh my god, I think we're gonna have to remix this because it's just so in your face. And I'm like, who is gonna want to listen to this? I would not listen to it. And my face kind of issues that were the last ones to touch up on.
True. I mean, you could release the original version and it would find like a totally different, maybe more different crowd in the kind of heavy scene, I guess. Heavy experimental alt scene, if you were
something. Yeah, it was just bizarre because it was like the whole song kind of just like flows and then suddenly it was just like, oh, this, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. It definitely wasn't for me.
Fair enough. You've previously said that a first album is like a compilation of stuff you've been working on for a long time, while album two is your first album. What would album three then be for you?
Album three is, I'm a mum now. Mm. I can't operate the way I used to. I have no time. Priorities have shifted, so it's been, I'm much less of a perfectionist. I'm more just interested in making something and it being just good enough and just putting it out there, and I think this sounds really bleak, but I think I've just given up on my big dreams. Like, I've just accepted my life in the best way. I think that's what this is. This is the kind of transition for me, being like, oh yeah, actually maybe I'm not ever going to be super popular, and like, this is kind of the peak, and I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. And just keep making stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also important to realize that you know, if you don't have any time, that limitation can be I think you've probably found this before, you would know this already, but you know, limitation is often actually a really interesting incentive for creativity. Have you found that's the case with your time management?
Yeah, I guess so. It's hard to think about on top of just the crippling, like, parenthood is just, like, shaking my world upside down. Mm-hmm. It's, like, limitation, and also your energy is gone.
Yeah.
So, it's like, you've got no time, but then you also have no energy. I guess, yeah, my priorities have just shifted. I'm more interested in... focus on getting like a full-time job. I'm finishing my degree, I'm working, I'm providing for my family, and kind of realizing that music is more of a bit of a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like freeing, but it's also a little bit like unmotivating, I don't know. So yeah, I'm just in that transition period at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's a really... That sounds quite hard, but it sounds like at the same time you've got a lot of other things going for you, so that's...
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Also, you know, it is a shift in your priorities, as you say. This new song, Dog Park, will go very well with some Death and the Maiden. Is there anything that you'd like to recommend to pair people with this track?
I have this playlist that I made for of Christchurch musicians. It's called Ototahi Aroha.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find it on Spotify, and it's got a bunch of like cool stuff that I like. A couple that would go with... wait, Dog Park or Opener?
I would say Dog Park. Yeah,
Dog Park. There's so many good ones here.
Mm. I see you've got Goodwill with Gonna. I had a conversation with him the other day.
You did? Yeah. So that's my producer.
Oh, true.
He's the one that produced this song. Yeah.
True.
So yeah, why don't you put some Goodwill?
Yeah, for sure. We'll do some Goodwill. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And lastly, while I have you this morning, have you got any upcoming shows you'd like to plug?
No, I don't, but... Watch the space.
Okay, Ethan, we will watch the space, and we'll probably have another yarn with you later in the year if you release anything, but we'll have to watch the space.
Awesome.
As you say.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much for coming on the program this morning. Thanks, Narsi. I hope you have a beautiful day.
Awesome, you too. Thank you.
Okay. Ka kite. All right, that was Mousy talking about their new track, Dog Park, which you can find on Spotify. We're going to play it here for you live. It's 9:46. At 10 o'clock, we have Politics Now with Gatrick Power, where he's going to be delving into some silly politics satire nonsense. And we also have a giveaway. If you'd like to win a Beatniks shirt, all you had to do is text into the station 0212 Radio 1, or if you're more pedantic, 0212723461. You just have to text into those numbers and let me know what your favourite Beatniks song is, and you are in the draw, baby, to win a Beatniks shirt. It's 9:46 here on the Radio 1 Late Breakfast programme. Politics Now coming soon. Here is Mousy with Dog Park. Then we have Goodwill with Gonna. See you soon, folks!
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.